Hi, good morning, and welcome to Chris Daily on a lovely Monday morning of March 27th. Today will be a very pilot version of our Chris Daily events, and we will bring to you a Market Watch reading on Wall Street. The Wall Street feel threatens a dramatic comeback in the stock market. The days of tranquil, docile market may be nearing an end, and measures of risk are rearing in their heads once again, with the CBOE Volatility Index, the VIX, down 1.22%, closing down its highest level of the year in Thursday trade and jumping above its 200-day moving average, now at 13.54, Friday for the first time since December of last year. So broadly speaking, moving averages are used by technical strategists to help to judge if short-term and long-term directional momentum in a security is intact. Right now, the VIX, also known as the Wall Street's Fear Gauge, is creeping towards the long-term average, which suggests that it could attempt a firmer breakout in the parlance of chart watchers. To be sure, the VIX remains well below its historical average of 20, but the gauge is a sign of how much investors are demanding to pay for protection 30 days in advance in further future for price swings in the S&P 500 index. Lower levels of so-called implied volatility signal complacency to some, while higher readings can be a sign of elevated anxiety that the market is headed for the turbulent times. So over the past week, the VIX has climbed around 15%, which would mark its sharpest weekly rise since the 22.7 jump during the week ended December the 30th, according to FactSet data. There is a reason to believe that the choppier times are ahead, particularly after the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average snap a 109 streak of days without a 1% drop, an uncanny record for the equities. And over the past 4 months, Wall Street has been sanguine about President Donald Trump's election victory, betting heavily that pro-growth pledges made during his campaign, including tax cuts, infrastructure spending, and deregulation, would juice the economy and the broader market. Historically, the VIX declines as stocks move higher, so it isn't uncharacteristic to see the index trade slightly higher as stocks beat a steady retreat. The Dow is up 12.4% since the election victory, the S&P 500 has climbed 9.7%, and the technology-laden Nasdaq Composite Index has gained 12.2% during that period. Securities perceived as safe, like Treasury notes, have sold off, pushing yields, which moved inversely to prices, higher, at least temporarily. However, the wheels on the so-called Trump trade appear to be coming off the pro-growth bandwagon, with the Dow and S&P 500 set to book their first monthly losses since October, if March doesn't stage a rapid turnaround over the next week or so. Yields have also retreated from post-election highs. The indices had been able to weather the storm in fairly good fashion up until the past week, when we saw trendline breaks in several major indices, said Mark Newton, the technical market analyst and founder of Newton Advisors. He said many sectors represented by the exchange-traded funds that track them have been unwinding earlier gains. Those include the Healthcare Select Sector SPDR ETF, which ended down 1.2% for its worst weekly decline since January, the Consumer Discretionary Select Sector SPDR ETF, which finished off 0.9%, and the Industrial Select Sector SPDR ETF, down 1.8% for the week, both marking the worst weekly drop since December. Meanwhile, the banking sector, which had enjoyed healthy gains in the wake of Trump's promises to loosen Wall Street regulation, finished the week off 3.7%, for the worst such drop since January 2016, according to FactSet data. Part of the reversal has centered on Trump's inability to demonstrate his deal-making prowess, and doubts about his abilities are festering as the vote to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature healthcare law was pulled on Friday. stumbles for the Trump administration in negotiating a successful healthcare pact raises the specter of doubt around the odds of the president implementing other policies. However, in the end, some analysts believe investors may be okay with Trump just moving on to other matters. Even if the bill passes the House, of course, the story is not over. It still has to go through the Senate and then be reconciled. But a pause would be a good sign for the market. If it doesn't, we might see a pullback. If so, I would expect the pullback to be modest and short-lived as fundamentals remain strong. And in the medium term, a fall might actually be better for markets than a pause, wrote Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer at the Commonwealth Financial Network, in a Friday note. In any event, volatility might be here to stay, which for some investors could be a good thing, as those who pick stock for a living, including many hedge fund managers, grow optimistic at the prospect of showing off their purported skills. And this is our very pilot version of Chris Daily on a very lovely sun Monday morning, March 27th. Awaiting, stay tuned for our very next episode on the 28th.